This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg's presidential campaign is making a big gamble, and it will be tested when he makes his debut on the debate stage in just a few minutes. We hear more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
Bloomberg hasn't been on a debate stage in 11 years and never faced more than one rival at a time during his New York mayoral runs. He'll face several tonight on the Las Vegas Strip, and his team expects fellow candidates to be in attack mode. Tufts political analyst Jeffrey Berry says Bloomberg will have to keep his cool.
Being a powerful leader, but not overpowering, and being able to parry the attacks on him with equanimity.
And at the end of the night, says Bloomberg needs to leave viewers who may not have seen him in years with a strong impression.
People have to look at him and say, yeah, I could see him in the Oval Office.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The White House is denying reports that President Donald Trump offered to pardon WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange if he would say Russia had nothing to do with leaking Democratic emails in 2016. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
At a preliminary hearing in London Wednesday, an attorney for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange read a statement from another lawyer who says then-Republican Congressman Dana Rohrabacher went to see Assange at the Ecuadorian embassy in London in 2017 on instructions from President Donald Trump. According to the statement from attorney Jennifer Robinson, Rohrabacher relayed that Trump was offering a pardon or some other way out if Assange said Russia had nothing to do with the leaks from the Democratic National Committee during the 2016 election. White House spokeswoman Stephanie Grisham says Trump has never spoken to Rohrabacher about Assange. A full hearing for Assange, who's fighting extradition to the U.S. on spying charges, is scheduled to begin next week. I'm Mike Gracia.
For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News.